This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Busy news day. The Earth has pretty much ceased to rotate now. It's not spinning anymore because Mark Zuckerberg is testifying on Capitol Hill. What is the deal? I don't know why people are in this meltdown mode that they are over Mark Zuckerberg's testimony up there, for crying out loud. It's very bizarre. Congressman Kevin Cramer is normally joining us in this time frame to do the talk radio town hall. Well, not today because he's actually part of this questioning of Mr. Mark Zuckerberg. So we're going to play. I asked Congressman Cramer earlier today what he will be asking Mark Zuckerberg, and he's going to share that for us later this hour. So you'll know in advance, even before Mark Zuckerberg. And he probably has his people listening, so he'll know the question and be able to answer it easier. But what the heck? Texter says, this Zuckerberg thing cracks me up. Facebook is a choice, not a law. You don't have to have it. I couldn't agree anymore. It's very bizarre. I think of everything they could deal with in Congress, and they're dealing with Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook. It just makes no sense. We're going to chat in a moment with Eugene Grant of Heartland Investors and talk a little bit about the negotiations that are going on to get the ag and the farmer rancher community a better deal. A lot of consternation, a lot of hand wringing, a lot of people in total meltdown mode. I understand why. These are challenging times. But should you be as worried as some of you are? That question for Eugene Grainer in a moment. And by the way, if you have questions for Eugene, have join us. We thought we'd do this as part of the talk radio town hall. This topic has come up with Congressman Cramer. What's President Trump doing? What's going on? What about this negotiating? Is it hurting? Is it helping? What's happening? And so we're going to talk about that and welcome your calls for Eugene, too, at 258-0550, the local number, 800-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number. You can text Todd, 226-8503. You can text me, 367-2054, with your questions or comments. And then we'll wrap up with more of the conversation with Rick Santorum from his visit here yesterday. Some good insights on that, as well as some commentary on the big local political news, the statewide local political news. 11:55 today, Holiday in Fargo, just before Politics in a Plate. Rick Berg, the chairman of the Republican Party, Kelly Armstrong, the convention-endorsed candidate, and Tom Campbell, who has filed to run in the primary, stepping to the microphone, we believe, to tell us that Tom Campbell will not be a candidate, is withdrawing from that race in the name of party unity. Some people like that decision today on the air, and by the way, count me among them. Count me among them. I believe if you fairly tally the pluses and the minuses, you understand why Tom Campbell did this, but it is a very, very sacrificial move. It's a noble move. It's a party unifier at a very important time. So anyway, more on that coming up as we go throughout the program. Without any further ado, here he is, Eugene Grainer, the one and the only. How are you, sir?
Well, good afternoon, Scott, and thank you for having me on today.
So Eugene and I shared a burger at the concession stand at the Republican Party convention over the weekend. And took a little break for a soda and a burger. We needed a little sustenance. And when we did, I asked Eugene what his thoughts were on it. First of all, I asked where soybeans at. And at that point, they were within 10 cents of their high water mark. Now I believe they're over that. And so I was saying, do you think this is the right way to negotiate? Is this ultimately good for farmers and ranchers? You gave me an analysis. You said you also shared with Senator Hovind and Congressman Cramer. Tell our listeners what you said.
Well, the realities of what's happening is there's so much misinformation being promoted out there, and I'm even talking from what we call the ag media. Publications like Ag Week and DTN, where farmers get information from, have such skewed stories out there that it's embarrassing. And I've been in contact with other industry leaders, us in the advisory service area, and we've all come to the same conclusion, what is happening out here, and that message is not getting across. And so, first, on the onset, I'm going to tell you what I'm about to present. It's not opinion. It's fact. It's not politics. It's reality. It's what's happening. And it explains to the average farmer who has wrung his hand, maybe sold some grain last week in a panicness, and finds himself looking at the screens again and here corn, soybeans, and wheat are near the best levels that they could have experienced at any time, literally in the last year, let alone 2 years when it comes to soybeans. So there must be something different here. They should open their mind to what is happening. And I'm going to try to explain that here. So China is in a trade war with us, has been in one for 20 years, and we just chose to finally stop losing, and we have a president that wants to push back. And here's where our advantages start coming in. Now, as far as the fear is concerned, I've been telling our clients at HeartlandInvest.com and listeners on this radio station for weeks, you know, even before this ever happened, that if China dares to use soybeans as a retaliatory weapon to fight the Trump in these trade get negotiations, they shoot themselves in the foot. And here is why. Unlike wheat, which is very fungible, if you don't like us, you can buy it from Russia, Ukraine, Australia, Canada, the EU. There's many places to go to. Soybeans, China doesn't have that latitude, especially when China buys 60% of all the soybeans that are sold in the world. They buy them. So that really limits them down more when there's really only three main providers of those beans in the world. Now, if they were to choose to throw these tariffs at a higher level, by the way, China has tariffs on our beans already for years. We pay a tariff of 13% because our buyers of U.S. beans into China pay a tariff of 13% because China has built up the infrastructure to load out the beans from Brazil. And so they want their procurers of soybeans for China, processors, to favor Brazil and Argentina as much as possible and then go to U.S. last. But the catch is, they buy 50% of their soybeans from Brazil. They buy 8% from Argentina, 40% from us, and the rest from others, about 2%. So when they choose to not have the U.S. in the mix of buying those beans in the world, they force themselves to South America only. Argentina has just experienced a debilitating drought, and their losses are probably risen now beyond 30% of what many of us private analysts are saying. Yesterday, the USDA is getting ever closer to where we're at, confirming losses down there, but they've just finally gotten over 20% on the losses, and they got a lot more to go. Yesterday and today vindicates how bad it is in Argentina, because yesterday, for the first time in a decade, Argentina has bought soybeans from the U.S. Today, for the first time in multiple decades, Argentina bought soybeans from us twice. They again showed up and bought soybeans in quantity from the U.S. for what other purpose than to make sure later in the year they can make commitments on what they've already pre-sold? It's that bad in Argentina, which means Brazil is the only game in town for China to go to. So if they say, we're going to put a tariff, we're going to increase the tariffs that we already have on U.S. soybeans, which means their sole place to buy them is in Brazil. What is going to happen is not U.S. prices go down. I had been saying Brazilian beans are going to appreciate substantially in value because there are no dummies in Brazil or in Argentina. If they're the only game in town, they're going to raise their price, where price gouging is legal, by the way, in the way this works. We're not talking about hurricanes and bottles of water. We're talking about free trade where somebody chooses to go to one buyer only. Well, then price gouging is as legal as it can be. And what has happened and vindicated this understanding last week is that bean prices in Brazil have now jumped $1.50 to $2 a bushel, which puts us at our prevailing rates, which is our best levels in 2 years, basically at discount. And with China choosing to take all the soybeans that are available now in South America to compensate for what they're not going to have from the U.S., it displaces the other 40% of people in the world that buy beans as well. Now, interesting little thing happened last week. We had seen buyers for U.S. beans last week that we haven't seen in 15 years. The Netherlands and Germany purchased 500,000 metric tons of beans. That's a lot of beans, 16 million beans in a purchase. They wouldn't be here now being new buyers to us because if they weren't displaced. They're displaced from Brazil because now they're not going to pay through the nose for Brazilian beans when they can come get U.S. beans. We're going to see people we haven't seen in a long time, including the country of Argentina, the third largest provider of beans in the world, the one of only three that you can really buy any large quantities of beans from anyway. They're buying from the U.S. And so my overall theme has been, if China puts tariffs increased on the U.S., all they do is inflate beans and probably cause U.S. soybeans outside of the volatility we get from the unknown when people sell because they don't understand a story, we see rising bean prices. The Art of War is a popular book that China has obviously read, but they need to read The Art of the Deal because President Trump is going to show them how this works. He knows he's got the upper hand on all of the trade strategies when it comes to dealing with China because we're the largest economy in the world at $20 trillion. China has become the second largest economy in the world at $10 trillion.
Hold that thought,
Eugene.
Take a short break, come back with more and more analysis and your calls. Welcome for Eugene Greiner. What's on your mind?
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Being equipped for tomorrow starts today. Buy now to save on the New Holland equipment you need from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer. You can take advantage of 0% financing plus cashback options on select New Holland tractors, hay, and harvesting equipment. This is a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to see how much you can save. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
on Your Mind, brought to you in part by Watford City, North Dakota, one of the state's finest cities. And, of course, the great things happening in McKenzie County and Watford City are many. We have a great partnership with some fabulous accommodations up there. So ask the hotels when you call, do you have the best of the West rate? And you'll get 10% off. They're already low rate. Make sure you make plans to head up there this summer, see the north unit of the Teddy Roosevelt Park. That's fantastic. And also lots of things to get on your calendar, including Friday's annual Chamber of Commerce EDC annual meeting. That's a great deal. I'll be up there for the All Industries Job Fair on the 26th of April. That's a Thursday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. More with Eugene Grainer, Heartland Invest, right now. And tell you what, we want to talk, you know, beans, corn, wheat, also a little bit on livestock. You're finishing on the beans. One thing I wanted you to share with the listeners, something you told me, and my big question was this, okay, I realize commodities are different than, for instance, some other things that are out there where you don't get the chance to come back. But on the issue of specifically soybeans, there was a meltdown last week because, oh my gosh, because of this battle with China, this negotiation, the price dropped. Now it's come back. I understand. But here's my point. Weren't most of the soybeans that are traded on that price already sold? I mean, there was only a small percentage left in inventory anyway, because we're talking about a 2019 price. Are we not, Eugene?
This is a 2018 price that we're going to harvest this fall. What the statistics you're talking about is, it's anticipated that of last year's crop that was grown, 85 to 90% of that crop is already sold. And so there's only about 15 to 10% left to be sold off. The big issue now is the pricing of the new crop that's grown this year. We hedged that on the 2018 board, the November 2018 contract. Now, what's interesting about this is, before any of this Chinese trade sanctions and such and tariffs came up, the new crop bean prices were higher in January than they were in November. They're higher in March than they were in January. And right up until the onset of this rhetoric that started picking up, we were literally at the best prices you could have ever hedged your new crop 2018 prices, right in front of these stories. And, of course, the market was knocked lower on the release of these stories. And here's something, too, that nobody's talking about. When we hear about these large drops in grain prices, they occurred in what we call our night session markets, where we carry about one-fourth of the liquidity that the day session carries. And both times, last week, Wednesday morning, and I should say Tuesday morning, and last week, Thursday morning, we recovered substantially when the sun came up on the Western Hemisphere and we started our day session high liquidity trading. We saw nothing but buying that came in nonstop throughout the day. And with that, it shows it was only during the illiquid time periods that we actually got the volatility. You know, when soybeans would throw negative connotations across the whole exchange at night and they would sell corn and wheat. It's kind of those things at night where you don't have the information. You shoot and ask questions later. A lot of people were just getting stopped out of their positions while they were sleeping when this news released. And so the snowball was rolling downhill, picking up momentum because nobody was there. So the story that soybeans really got the hell knocked out of them, that's what they did. It was in the night sessions. We never had seen massive selling in the day sessions when liquidity is four times that of the night. And so here we are. If you're a farmer, you still continue to make your decisions not based off of Chinese rhetoric, based off of what the market is wanting to give you. And right now we're looking at the screens. Soybeans, new crop, are within 6-7 cents of the best price you ever could have hedged. New crop corn today, within 4 cents of the best price you could have ever hedged in the last year. New crop wheat situation for spring wheat, well, because of the weather outside, we're back to the best levels you could have ever hedged. So let's focus on farming. Let's focus on marketing and get off the rhetoric. Let's continue quickly on the other commodities. As far as wheat and corn are concerned with China, it's a non-event. China doesn't buy corn from the U.S. because they are growing. They made a decision decades ago to grow corn and then buy the beans, because as farmers know, it takes a lot of infrastructure, a handling of beans for the protein, beans or corn for the protein basis. Beef beans, you can move around a lot easier for protein than you can corn. So it's a smart decision. China chose to raise corn and buy the beans. That's a good way to go. So they don't really buy our corn. They were buying dried distiller grain last year, but they backed away to support their market. They wanted to put more tariffs on our corn. Wheat, there too, again. China is in non-influential on wheat prices. Third world countries buy more wheat from the U.S. than China does. Last year, we sold $14.2 billion worth of beans. We sold $176 million of wheat to China. It doesn't matter. So those two markets were just basically had their chain hooked to the bumper of soybeans. As they got drugged down, they went down with them in the night session and came right back during the day sessions. Now let's move on to livestock. Cattle, there too, China doesn't matter. Hong Kong is the one that buys 10 million pounds of beef from the U.S., and they will likely buy more U.S. beef from us because they're outside of any tariff arguments, because our production for beef this year is up 12% for the second and third quarter of this year over last year. It's this increased production that's causing cattle prices and pork prices in generally to be drifting from the winter highs. And the lower prices are going to beget lower prices that bring in buyers. And we're going to probably see Hong Kong buy more beef from us this year because it's cheaper. When it comes to cattle, it proves the point how unfair China is and how many tariffs and how many roadblocks they have to get into that country. You probably don't know this. I wouldn't expect you to. Only half of 1%, I'll repeat, only half of 1% qualify of our U.S. cattle qualify to go into China because of trade rules they have. If we want to sell some meat into China, not only do we have to track it all the way back to the plant and the farm where it was born, you have to have a picture of the animal. How ridiculous is that? So we don't sell cattle to China. Part of the cattle slump price, you know, it is mostly because of the increased production. But, of course, when the hogs went down, that's kind of an albatross that does drag beef down. Because if pork is cheap, it does hang on the beef market. Now let's go to pork. This is the granddaddy one. Okay, so this one is the one that's threatened the most. The hog industry, again, is experiencing larger numbers for this summer. We were anticipating a decline in price anyway. And those prices were accelerated because China is a large buyer of U.S. pork. But here's something, too, that's interesting in it. Of the pork that China buys from the U.S., a third equivalency of is owned by Chinese interests. The Chinese own facilities in the United States. So kind of in a way, they're cutting their own throat because they want to bring these hogs back. They have to pay the tariff on their hogs. And so you can tell it's about the art of the deal. President Trump is walking in there and blowing it up. And when he doesn't get the answer he wants after saying we're going to do $50 billion, let's make it $150 billion. He's dialing up the rhetoric because he knows he wants to bring them to their knees. And that's what this is about. He knows in the end China gets hurt on soybeans. He knows in the end they're also hurting themselves on pork. So this is a negotiating tactic. And in all of this, you might say, well, it's nice to talk about, but what if there's actual hurt and damages? Well, President Trump has a plan for that too. And it's called Section 32.
All right, I want to have you, if you can, stay for a few more minutes into the next segment and tell us about Section 32 and also a question for you from Chester and Hebron. Stay tuned. Next.
On Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
That's a little help to have that bottom line look a little better. Our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons can help. They're good folks to provide high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services all across North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota. They've been doing that from Bismarck since 1908. And they right now are saving people bottom line money. Bottom line on it. It's the Link service contract. So you get a cost-effective agreement to do the environmental maintenance for your building. They do about 600 of these throughout the Northern Plains, maintain the mechanical heating and cooling systems, and it is certainty for the bottom line. Find out more by calling 223-3393. Watch the video at hatandsons.com, and you'll know more. Texter says, it's clear the mainstream media, this goes back to Eugene Grainer's comment about the misinformation out there. Texter says, it's clear the mainstream media is fighting this war for China, rather than for our president and the American farmer. Would you agree with that statement, Eugene?
Oh, wholeheartedly. Before I get on to Section 32, over the weekend I was interviewed by the New York Times, and I knew when the interview was done, there's no way I'm going to be in the New York Times. The reporter asked me a question, and the question straight up was, do you think the fact that these tariffs are being threatened to be put into place are more helpful to Senator Heitkamp's reelection rather than Congressman Cramer's ability to win? And I said, quite the opposite. I said, if anything, the prices are going to go up by virtue of any tariffs that get put into place on soybeans. And I said, by the time we even get even close to election time, this is going to either be blown over or settled, and it's going to prove that President Trump in the end was right, which Kevin Cramer is a big supporter of. Well, then she didn't like that. She moved on frustratingly. Yeah, but isn't this still going to be bad because the cost of cars are going to go up now and pickups because of higher price steel? And I said, ma'am, that's not how cars are sold, the costs that are put into it. Cars are marketed. They're sold. And I said, the only winner in the cheap steel for 20 years was the shareholders of the car companies, not the buyers of the cars, because the vehicle is built, priced, and then they put a marketing plan out, and when that marketing plan at the end of the year is not doing the job, they start discounting cars by $1,500 to $5,000 rebates. The anticipated $125 to $150 increase, basically the steel frames, there's no steel left in these cars anymore, is not going to increase these cars by any factor to the buyer. The buyer will not even know that if the price of steel goes up, they're not going to know it. It's just the rebates will continue as before. The car companies who have been profiting on this will be the ones that hurt.
That's a very telling what you just said. Very telling what you just said. You've got a reporter out here doing some freelancing and I heard a number of people that talked to this person, and they all said the same thing. Didn't want to hear what I had to say about the negotiating going on and how the farmers and ranchers will benefit in the end. Didn't want to hear it. So folks, just know when you pick up a New York Times for $5 or whatever it costs you, that's what you're getting. Exactly what the reporter's intending and the editors are trying to intend, you get. Not what actually somebody said. They just go find somebody to agree with what their premise is. That's how they do media. Let me go before you do Section 32 to Chester and Hebron. Question for Eugene Grainer. Go ahead, Chester.
Yes, Eugene, this is Chester Brand from Hebron. Anyhow, I want to thank you for being on the program, and I want to thank What's on Your Mind for having you. It's too bad this program isn't syndicated and everybody in the egg industry gets to listen to it. But what you put across is what I've been thinking a long time. I don't have the figures and know, you know, the ins and outs like you do, but the president knows what he's doing. He's a businessman. And so, again, I just have to thank you. And, you know, when you were talking about the steel price and the price of cars going up, according to these people that are writing these articles, beef is kind of the same thing. You know, we, the ranchers, we got the raw product. The people that are selling the final product, the beef, are the ones that are dictating what the price is.
Yes, that is correct, Chester. Thank you. Is there a question in there for me?
No, there wasn't. I just wanted to thank you for the comments, and glad that you were on. So, anyhow, you bet. Thanks a lot, and keep up the good work.
Okay. Well, yep. Section 32, let's get – oh, by the way, I Googled my name after the weekend for New York Times. I didn't show up, so I'm not going to be in the New York Times. Yeah, well, she was frustrated when I got done with the steel thing. Thank you very much, she said. So, anyway, moving on. Section 32, okay, there was one actually good thing that came out of the omnibus bill, and in there was authorization for the president to take any funds that are collected from tariffs to defend U.S. interests. And what that means is, and it just came in the omnibus bill, and so if there was damage that can be proven in the hog industry from China, if tariffs are in fact implied, President Trump can take the money from the tariffs, not borrowing the money and adding to the deficit, take the money from the tariffs that are brought in, because in the end, China is going to have to buy soybeans from us anyway, because they'll never get them out of Brazil in a timely manner. They'll have to pay tariffs on the hogs that they got to bring back home, and on software, and anybody buys you Chinese steel, they got to pay the tariff. All this tariff money, he can use where he wants. Steel money doesn't have to be used on steel. Hog money doesn't have to be used on hogs. It's all, you know, floated together. And he can start buying pork for the school lunch programs. He can start buying pork to give away to other countries if he wants to, instead of just sending them money. You know, of course, the big to-do about him wanting to send food boxes to people on welfare and help use up our surpluses rather than just giving them money. But that would avoid the possibility of buying them tobacco and booze, you know. But now back to Section 32. He can support any market he deems necessary with this money and not cause an increase in the deficit. So Section 32 is why he keeps saying, we're going to take care of the farmers, we're going to protect those patriots, because he's serious about it. It will happen. But as of right now, he has no reason to spend any money. Soybeans, corn, and wheat are near the best levels of the year, of the last 2 years, which means farmers don't fall asleep here. These prices, when they go down later on this year, isn't going to be because of, again, new increased Chinese rhetoric. It's going to be because of good old-fashioned U.S. production. Grain prices rise into April and May to convince the farmer to take his money and stick it in the ground and look to the sky. And once they see that that seed is making it into the ground, then the analysts sit back and say, well, X acres times trend line yield is production. Oh, God, this stuff's only worth this much. And then we start the annual decrease in price into fall with the little weather inputs as we go through the summer. Is there a drought? Isn't there a drought? Is there a pollination problem? Is there not a pollination problem? And we go up and down until we move lower into the fall in price. So the fact that it's still good doesn't mean you can go to sleep. It means you must still be a marketing farmer. You do more than farming. You also market the crop. Ford Motor Company wouldn't invent a new pickup and not have a marketing plan at the same time. They build a new pickup and just say, let's see if it sells. No, they also have a marketing plan where farmers have to have one too. So don't fall asleep on this stuff. But the whole point of this conversation is the rhetoric that is being created from one side, I could say more for political purposes, is wrong, and it's not helping anybody, because in the end, the president is doing something that is going to, is it pun intended, make America great again. Because look at these atrocious tariffs that China already has on us right now. Did you know that when he's done with China, he should move on to Japan? Why is it that Japan, when they buy beef from the United States, they have a 55% tariff on U.S. beef, but when they buy beef from Australia, 12% tariff. How is that fair? Oh, there's free trade going on, but where is the fair trade in this? So, quite frankly, this is trying to level the playing field. the fair trade was the only fair as long as we were the loser. Then everybody's happy. But now free trade is finally being allowed to flex its muscles, and you want more buyers of your product than just a couple of buyers. And by creating a fairer trading system, you have other partners that are probably kept out from buying from us because of inappropriately applied tariffs against us, that those start getting removed. So as far as I'm concerned, this is in generally the start maybe of something bigger. When he's done with NAFTA, which Mexico threatened to leave the United States from buying our corn, I said, no, they won't. I said, corn will always be bought by Mexico because their infrastructure is built up to bring the corn in via rail from the U.S. Their ports are too busy with the exports of Mexico, you know, making dolls or whatever their best exports are. They don't have time to tie up their infrastructure to bring the corn in from the ports. And with Argentina having had a devastating drought, which is where they threatened they were going to buy the corn from, they got pretty quiet come January when they knew that wasn't going to happen. And they're realizing year over year, the corn market in the United States is the largest in the world. We're the most dependable, and it's the cheapest to be brought in. And so I had been saying last summer, when a push comes to shove, in the end, Mexico is going to buy as much corn this year as it did last year, and they're going to buy more corn next year. Now that's what's coming out, is that Mexico is agreeing to many of the terms, and Mexico will be buying a lot of corn as we go forward in the future. So NAFTA is coming together, wrapping up. Next is China, and I think we move on to Japan. We want to sell cattle. Let us sell cattle into Japan. And for God's sakes, let us sell cattle into China without having to have a picture of that animal before it was slaughtered. So hopefully this information, which, by the way, is all factual, none of it's opinion. This is all reality, not politics. And this should help you understand. Moving forward, just farm and farm the markets.
Very, very good advice from the one and only Eugene Grainer with us today. Here's a little bit of feedback. This guy is good. He needs airtime on the national media. Keep it up, Eugene. People need to hear the truth. He is nailing it. Another, just got in my vehicle. Not sure who this guy is, but I like him. Another says, I really hope a lot of people are hearing what he is saying. I know I'm enjoying it. Of course, they are, and we do appreciate you, Eugene, a lot. I want to ask you one last thing before we let you go, and I only have about a minute for your answer. And that is, yeah, what advice do you have going forward related to information about all this and what is really happening? I mean, I have been saying, look, this is called negotiating, number one. Number two, we've had bad deals. Farmers and ranchers have gotten jammed. So the people running around saying the sky is falling because this negotiating is happening, I'm saying, well, what? You want the status quo? Not me. I want these guys to get a better deal. What do you want them to know? Are they getting a better deal? Will that be the outcome?
In the end, what is occurring is going to be a better deal. Since we're out of time, for those that want to keep following this, if they go to heartlandinvest.com, they can get my newsletter for free for 2 weeks, heartlandinvest.com, or they can text the word corn to 95577, and they can get my newsletter for free for a month. And so there I'll keep the updates going, but right now we're on the positive track. But, you know, just like a heavy guy trying to get back into shape, there's pain involved. And so there's a little bit of pain we're going to experience, and that pain happens to be the volatility the market exemplifies when people who don't know what they're doing are allowed to trade just as much as those that do know what they're doing. But our problems have been occurring at night when our night session trading is one-fourth the volume. You know, there's an old saying, the mice will play when the cat's away, and that's what happens at night. And all this volatility has been occurring at night.
HeartlandInvest.com. Tell me one more time on the text number.
If you text the word corn to 95577, you can have a newsletter for free for a month.
All right, so
and that includes videos and
texts
and everything.
Yes, 95577. Just text the word corn there. And of course, a great way to go, or the online at heartlandinvest.com, or to call you guys. How do they call you?
Phone number 701-222-0221.
Great info. Eugene, thanks for the update. Glad to bump into you this weekend, and we'll chat again soon. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much for having me.
Eugene Grainer. You bet. Heartland Investor Services, Eugene Grainer, with us on What's On Your Mind today. More, we'll wrap up the program after this one.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a See for Yourself program to Portland, Oregon, July 10th through the 13th, for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. Learn about checkoff investments in rail and water transportation, soy biodiesel, agriculture advocacy training, and tour shipping ports where North Dakota soybeans leave for Asia. Experience firsthand the systems in which the North Dakota Soybean Council invests to ensure market stability for your soybeans. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed. North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate by April 16th for this See for Yourself program. Log on to ndsoybean.org and apply today.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Let's talk about endless pools. Wrap your mind around that, an endless pool. They have them at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Vince Webker is here to tell us about an event you have going on. An extra $1,000 off the already low price. And, of course, our ACE promo code gets you $2,000 off. So, some big savings through the end of the month.
Yeah, it's the 30th anniversary of Endless Pools. That's the brand that started the stay-in-place aquatic fitness. And now through April 30th, we have our rebate event going on where you get a $1,000 instant rebate off the endless pool.
And this is a fitness system. And if you want, a hot tub with it as well.
That's right. It's the dual temp where you can have a hot tub on the other end of it. So the water in the hot tub is different temperature than in the endless pool. Do not buy a swim spa without trying them out first. There's a huge difference.
Come on in. Try before you buy. Check them out. Of course, the hot tubs, the saunas, the endless pools, the patio furniture, the game tables, they've got it all. Use the promo code ACE and save up to $2,000. Hot spring spas and pool tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, and now Devil's Lake.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind, busy program today, a lot of news. I want to remind you, 11:55 today, holiday in Fargo. A press conference has been called by the Campbell campaign. They have told us that Rick Berg, the chairman of the Republican Party, will be there. They've told us that, who else was going to be there? I'm forgetting. I know it was the Rick Berg. Kelly Armstrong and Tom Campbell himself. So obviously reports of what's happening accurate. We did reach out to Congressman Kramer for a comment on that. I have that in a moment as well. But 11:55 today, big news, not good news for Democrats in North Dakota, but certainly a big news on Republicans uniting behind two candidates, Kevin Kramer and Kelly Armstrong. No primary fight will mean a lot of focus on November and the candidates there, Heidi Heitkamp and Max Schneider. So that's certainly big news. Let me just start with this. So Congressman Kramer is normally on at this hour with us. He was unavoidably detained today because Mark Zuckerberg was testifying before Congress in the committee that Congressman Kramer is on. And I asked him what he's going to ask him.
You know, there are so many things I want to pursue with Mark Zuckerberg at the hearing today, but have a limited time. So, but two of the areas I'd like to pursue with him is one is just obviously the bias, the liberal bias of Facebook as it and its algorithms as they're set up and how it determines, you know, what gets posted and what doesn't, what gets kicked off, what doesn't, how things get, how things get played is a problem. But I think I'm probably as interested as anything in the overall business model of personal data, how that data, that product that the consumer voluntarily gives Facebook, how that data is used, how it's protected, and also how we avoid over-regulating. I oftentimes worry as much about the reaction of government as I do the abuse that leads to that reaction. We oftentimes don't find balance until the pendulum swings back and forth a few times. I'd like to use this opportunity to have a national discussion on what's the appropriate oversight of Facebook and other platforms similar to it. While there's really no peer, there certainly are some smaller competitors. And so that's what I intend to pursue with Mr. Zuckerberg. But there'll be a lot of questions, and I don't like to ask a question that's already been answered. So we'll monitor it as we go.
We have, by the way, received some questions that you want asked of Mark Zuckerberg today that I have forwarded on to Congressman Cramer as well and heard back in response. So we'll find out what he gets the chance to ask and to hear about that. Also asked him about the news about Tom Campbell and his reaction to that decision.
You know, there are very few acts that I have seen in politics recently that are selfless as Tom Campbell's decision to skip the primary. Clearly, this was a sacrifice on his part. Clearly, he has invested a lot of himself, his resources, the most precious of all resources, time and energy. In a pursuit of a goal, and to step aside now for our party is one of the most noble things I've seen in politics in a very long time, and I'm very proud of Tom for his decision, and I certainly know that he knows that I would have supported his decision either way, but I'm very proud of
him. At Congressman Kevin Cramer on the decision of Tom Campbell to forego the primary, that be announced in about an hour at the Holiday Inn in Fargo today. On a personal note, I want to just let you know that I made a decision to do the show this morning despite knowing that I had a father-in-law in some, that was nearing the end of his life on this earth. And I did find out during the program just a few minutes ago that my father-in-law did pass away this morning. I am so grateful that I did get a chance to spend some time with him last night, and our whole family has. This has been something that's been obviously telegraphed a little bit just because of his decline. And, I've told you before, but, he is just such a good man, was a normal father figure to me. I had a father, obviously, and one I loved that gave me the gift of the radio, but had some challenges in other areas that made it difficult. And my wife's father, Jerry Hammerlick, is his name, by the way, dean of students for a lot of years at UND and a vice president under Tom Clifford. And there is no one that loved UND more than this guy, I'm telling you, ever. Absolute love of the University of North Dakota that is just incredible and is in all of his kids, including my wife, Maria. But he was
and still
wonderful.
Calls it Fighting Sioux.
Pardon me?
Still calls it Fighting Sioux.
Well, I'm sure he took that to the pearly gates. He took that right to the pearly gates. No doubt about it. But Jerry Hammer, like a good, good man. I know many people know him. My brother-in-law Mike was in the legislature for a lot of years. He spent a lot of time lobbying on behalf of UND in the legislature, and so he's known across the trade. But a good, good man. We lost him today. But I know where he's going, and I had a great conversation with him last night. And speaking to UND coaches, I mean Bubba Schweigert. I've been by many, many times to see him. Brad Berry was there last night, literally, for half hour, 45 minutes visiting as well. And his mind very sharp, right to the end. I mean, he was, he said some very nice things about me. Brad did to him and about how he remembered seeing Jerry and Agnes in church many years ago when he first came to Grand Forks as a player. And he said, and your son-in-law is a pretty good friend of mine, too, and a good man. And he leaned over and he said, I agree with all of that. So he just kind of had that wit right to the end. It was really great. So I might be out of pocket for a couple of days for understandable reasons. Just wanted to let you know that and ask that you keep Jerry Hammerlick in your prayers for the repose of his soul, and certainly more so his beautiful wife, Agnes, the wonderful family, and all of the Hammerlick clan at this time. Okay? All right. We will leave you in good hands for a couple of days anyway. Be back shortly. Thanks for listening. More of What's on Your Mind tomorrow, same time, same place. For Todd, the Radio God Mitchell, Eugene Grainer, great job today. My gosh, was that fun. God bless you one and all. Rick Santorum interview up on my Facebook page.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hedlund from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net. Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, are you a Trump supporter? How would you like to have a free Trump flag? I mean, a nice, big, beautiful Trump flag, free. If you can get to this website, freetrumpstuff.com, in the next 30 minutes, that's right, freetrumpstuff.com, they'll give you a nice, big, beautiful free Trump flag. How's that for a deal, huh? freetrumpstuff.com. Go there, get your free flag, do it now. You better hurry because they won't last long. Go to freetrumpstuff.com, get your free Trump flag, freetrumpstuff.com. Go now.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.